Chumbacasino.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. But I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve.
Hey, welcome back here live with me, Ashley Burgess, here on Perspectives Live. And we're talking tonight, we're talking about New Year's Eve. We're talking about the biggest party of the year. And I know that you know what I'm talking about because New Year's Eve is a big deal. And you know, tonight we're talking about what to do this year. I mean, when do you or how do you figure out what to do? What's too much? What's too little? And you know, is it normal to wonder if you are actually missing out? You know, and I know a lot of people feel that they are a lot of times. But I think we have to begin our search for our understanding tonight and to really think about, you know, New Year's Eve party or bust or whatever, but really to really start with the obvious point. And I think the obvious point is, what does New Year's Eve mean to you?
Well, I think that it's just a chance to let loose with your friends and just relax. It's the end of a year. It may have been a good year, it may have been a bad year, but you're also looking forward, you know, hopefully to a better year. So you just want to ring it in a good way with friends and just, you know, let loose and relax and just have a little fun.
Okay, so Bill thinks you should just like relax and let go, have a good time. And I agree with that. That sounds right. That sounds good. You know, I think that it means the end of the year. I think it means the end of a year, but I think you could really fill that in the blank. Like the end of a great year or the end of an awful year or the end of a depressing year, but also the beginning of a new year. And I think a lot of times when people have gone through some really crazy stuff during the year, or it's been really great or what have you, you want to either let off some steam or you want to forget that it happened. You know, the second thing, I think it means really looking at the entire year, because a lot of times we never really see what we've done all year because we're so busy chasing our tail, trying to get to that next level, trying to push it. Some people that are very career-based really believe in what they're doing. And so a lot of times you don't really look at the entire year for what you've done. You don't look at the culmination of ventures that you've worked on. You don't look at what you've accomplished. And I think that New Year's Eve kind of represents that a little bit to some people that, okay, I'm going to take a look at least what I've done this year. You know, I think it's a big deal because I think sometimes we don't say, hey, wow, you did some really great stuff, self. You know, the third thing, I think it means another year older and another year closer to the end. I feel like it's kind of depressing sometimes because you're like, ooh, well, here goes another year. That was quick. I mean, you know, I guess we're all going to die another year sooner.
Dan just looked at you like, did you have to say that?
No, nobody wants to hear that.
It's true, though. It's true. I mean, God bless us all, but, you know, it is another year down.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, I mean, it also depends on how you looked at that. Like you were saying, how you looked at that year, if it was a good year, a bad year, or if it was just a mediocre year.
Yeah, see, and that's the case. It depends on the clarification of the year, and I think that also kind of dictates the way that you do New Year's Eve.
You mean, Ashley, it depends upon your perspective?
Yes, perspective. I really like that word. I like that word so much, I named the show after it. You know, I agree with you. It's all about perspective. You know, the fourth thing I think, which is another unique perspective, is that it means that time is flying by and there's really nothing we can do to slow it down. You know, I'm thinking about the people in general that I spent New Year's Eve with last year. So think back with me right now. Picture this. A year ago, 2012, December 31st, who were you hanging out with on New Year's Eve? Who did you hang out with? Who did you go to the parties with? Who did you get drunk with? Whatever. Think about those people. Well, I'm thinking about them right now. And one person in particular, one person, God rest his soul, one person, I haven't seen him since that day. What's up with that?
Ooh-wee. What's up with that? What's up with that?
I mean, come on, what is up with that? I mean, that's what I feel like. It's like the year goes by so fast that one person that was in the limo with me, I haven't seen since then. Literally, since 3 a.m., January 1st, 2013. That is a long time.
You know, I can relate because the same thing happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
See, it happens.
No, the woman I was dating at the time, I hadn't been dating for very long. It was like for maybe a couple months or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it was kind of crazy. So on New Year's Eve, we go out with a couple of her friends, and a great restaurant, and it has a bar in there, and we had a nice meal. And then midnight, okay, you know, 10, 9, 8, you know, we watch the ball fall down, and, you know, Happy New Year, you know, kiss, and, you know, Auld Lang Syne. And then at 12:30, I had to leave to come to work.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that.
Here at KLIF, you know, so here I am stumbling in, you know, about 1 o'clock, you know, kind of buzzed and, you know, whatnot.
Hey, I'm Bill. What's going on?
Right, exactly. And I've got a couple hours to kind of sober up so I can, you know, do a board shift for the morning drive. Because people still need their radio, apparently, at 4 a.m. on Monday, on New Year's Day mornings.
Well, especially when it falls in the week like it is this year.
Yeah, exactly. And like it happened last year.
The weekend, it's all very important.
And that was
important.
The last time I ever saw her. You know, so it's like, remember a couple weeks later, it's like, she, you know, I didn't hear anything from her, And
that was the game.
Then I asked her, hey, what's going on here? I just don't want to go out with you anymore. And she refused to explain why.
And that was the last time you saw her?
That was the last time I saw her.
New Year's are interesting times. You have to admit, like, interesting things happen those nights.
Yeah, I mean, it can, but...
It can, yeah, it can.
But then again, it can't. I mean, last year, for my New Year's Eve last year, it was okay. I mean, well, I shouldn't say okay because the wife is listening, because we spent New Year's Eve just together last year. And that's all we did. It was just her and I.
How was that?
It was good. I mean, she brought home, like, some, like, little party hats and a bottle of champagne, and we just, like, basically we just rented a movie at midnight, then we toasted, and then we just went to sleep, and that was it.
Did you not feel like you were missing anything whatsoever?
Not really. Not really.
Well, see, Ashley, that's a great point, though. Not everybody has to be a social butterfly, you know?
I know you can't really go to the degree of the conversation I'd like to take, because I know a lot of people are listening. So the point is that... Some people, though, different from Dano, would feel like, maybe I am missing something. You know, I got one person here, especially if people are calling you or texting you saying, man, you're missing the biggest party of a lifetime. But see, you felt good about it, though.
Yeah, but then again, I really wasn't invited to a whole lot of parties last year. Now, this year, like I was saying, I got 3 parties to go to, but I don't know which one I should go to.
What do you think about that? Is there a big difference in parties? Will there be different people there?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of different people there. Some people are going to be from high school. Some people are not going to be from high school, just other people that I've worked with in the past.
That's kind of cool.
So I don't know which one I should go to, and if I go to all 3 of them, how long should I stay?
Okay, so what are you thinking? I mean, like, I think if you get out of the house at a decent time, you know, I mean,
right.
I think I would make it into a kind of fun deal. I mean, are they close near each other, or are they really far away?
They're really far away from each other.
Okay, like, distance-wise.
Well, one of them is, like, out in Weatherford.
Wow, okay.
That's a long drive.
Yeah. And then the other one is, like, maybe an hour away from where I live. So... I'm kind of torn on which one to go to.
So how far is Weatherford? Is it pretty far from you, too?
It's like a couple hours, isn't it?
Well, from where I live, it's about like maybe like a 30 to 45 minute
drive. That's
right.
You live way out in the edge of Fort Worth, don't you?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Wow.
Okay, so you have to kind of think about distance. So in this situation, yeah, distance is an issue. I mean, if it was all close together, you can make all of them. But really, you have to make a decision based on who do you want to see most.
Right.
And who do you think that would be? Like you said in the very beginning, it's all about the group that you're spending time with.
Right.
So what group do you want to spend time with? But you might not know who's all going.
Right.
So you have to kind of take a leap of faith on that deal.
Yeah, but I want to spend time with both of them.
Ooh.
But that, and then see, therein lies the problem. Which one do you go to first? Which one do you go to second? And how long do you stay at which one? Where do you stay and spend, like... Where do you watch the ball drop?
Because are you afraid that you might offend, you know, one or both of them? Well, how come you didn't come to mind first or something like that?
Yeah, because, you know,
okay,
then
you'll I get, got it.
Then somebody will get their feelings hurt, and then you don't get that invite next year.
Well, okay, if you're just like going usurping on the invite, I mean, that's a totally different deal. But I think,
well, you know, I mean, because people will say, well, you had a lot of fun, didn't you? So, you know, why don't you come back?
Perfect.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, so, I agree with you. I mean, we got to talk about this because the thing is that, it's not all about them. It's about you. And if you make the party, then they should be glad that you showed up for 10 minutes and brought some Chex Mix. That's all that matters, really, honestly. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about that because sometimes y'all might be having that dilemma. You might be wondering, what should you do for this New Year's Eve? And the biggest thing, too, is just follow what you believe in. If you have, like, a certain set idea, do it. If you don't, go with the flow. So stay tuned. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess has a great show for you later on tonight. We're actually talking more about dealing with New Year's, what you should do and what's too much, as well as dealing with the fact that you feel left out or not left out. So stay tuned, and Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in two shakes.
We all age. It's how we deal with it that matters. Cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass of Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers have refreshing news for women and men alike. Skintastic creates beautiful and natural-looking results for women and men alike with two convenient Dallas locations in Uptown and Plano. If you've considered rejuvenating your look, visit us online at skintastic.com for more information. Find out for yourself why Skintastic founder and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass has been seen on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox. Dr. Edelglass offers you the latest advancements in body contouring and laser skincare, treatments that are fast, pain-free, with little or no downtime, that deliver amazing results. Watch Dr. A on the last Friday of every month on D, the broadcast, for Ask Dr. A with Bravo star Courtney Kerr. Book your free consultation today at skintastic.com. 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 Your beauty realized.